You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising an autistic child. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck in wishing and hoping and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And if you haven't taken our free course yet, Unburdened, Finding Balance, Living Alongside Autism, make sure you click the link in the show notes. It's www.notyouraverageautismmom.com/free course and get registered. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. And in this free course, I teach you things that I learned along the way that changed my life. And I live this autism parenting journey day in and day out, just like you. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. Episode 151, Beyond the Noise, Tuning into Autism. Well, hello there, my friends, and welcome to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the podcast where each week we explore the unique journey of raising children on the spectrum. Thank you so much for being here and spending a little time with me today. I am your host, Shannon Urkiola, and my passion is to provide parents and caregivers just like you with the tools that you need to support your children with autism so that they can thrive and live their best lives. And today I'm talking about a topic that many of us in the autism community are intimately familiar with. And that is sensory sensitivities and the struggles our children face in filtering out non-relevant information. And more specifically, how those difficulties in filtering out non-relevant information can lead to overwhelming experiences for our kids. You know, individuals on the spectrum have what we can describe as different brain wiring. Right? Their neurological connections between various brain centers aren't as strong, which makes it challenging for them to process multiple pieces of information quickly. And this can make navigating this fast-paced world that we live in incredibly exhausting and difficult for them. It's like they're trying to navigate a busy intersection with several signals and directions all at one time. Neurotypical people like you and I can effortlessly filter out, 80% of information that's not relevant to what we're focused on. We focus on what's important. And our filtering mechanism allows us to quickly process the information despite the fast-paced world we live in. We can quickly, zero in on those details that are important, and our built-in filter allows us to concentrate on the main topic while we can disregard the noise around it. That important information pops out at us so we can focus on those things that are important in what we're doing. Our nervous system blocks out the background stimulation so that we can focus on those details. It allows us to block out the noises that are irrelevant to what we're doing. At any time, our perception is continually directed to what is important by the context of what we're doing and what is expected. We just immediately and subconsciously filter out all the information irrelevant to that objective. But for individuals with autism, it's not that easy. They often struggle to filter out that less relevant information. So what happens is they take it all in, or they might hyperfocus on a single detail and get stuck there. So they miss out on all of the other relevant information because they have trouble filtering out irrelevant details. They can find it difficult to determine which details are important to focus on. All of those extra details what happens? They become distracting and they make it challenging to grasp what's truly important. It's like they're at a noisy party and they can't tune out any conversations. Those important details just simply don't stand out clearly for them. So they take in every detail, all the background noise, the sights, the smells, they hear every voice in the room, they see every detail, and they become overwhelmed by too much information to sort out. They do not have the ability to automatically isolate what's important to focus on and filter out the rest. So when they take in everything, which, you know, just competes and distracts their attention, what we do intuitively and subconsciously, they have to think it through. They have to piece together all of that information they took in and figure out what is needed. And on purpose, consciously, try to block out what's irrelevant. So essentially, attending to everything and working really hard to focus on any one thing. And this not only overwhelms the brain, but it also delays their processing. Because think about it, they're taking in all of that information. What happens? It takes longer to sort out what is important. For some of our kids, this might only be a mild problem, but for others, this can be severely disabling, making the world super confusing and overwhelming for them. You know, it's estimated that 70% of individuals with autism experience heightened sensory sensitivities. So exaggerated reactions to sounds, textures, lights, patterns, right, affect up to 70% of people with autism. That's a significant number, right? And it highlights the importance of addressing this issue in our discussions and in our daily lives. The people that spend time with our children need to know these things. You know, when we take in information as neurotypical people, our brain quickly categorizes it into concepts that are, you know, really based on our memory and our past knowledge. But individuals with autism, because of their difficulty filtering, they have to work harder to organize and make sense of the information they took in. So when their processing slows down, it overwhelms their brain. Have you ever noticed how difficult it is for your child on the spectrum to shift their attention? Super common. Maybe they get caught up in a single detail for way too long, which drastically slows down their processing speed. It's like their attention gets stuck, making it challenging to move through the information. We live this in our house every single day. But so then why does this happen? Well, it's a combination of things. But one key element is how their brains process and prioritize sensory input. In a neurotypical brain, the filtering process happens pretty much automatically. The brain decides what information is relevant and what can be safely ignored. But for autistic individuals, this process just isn't as efficient or automatic, causing their sensory world to feel like an assault on their senses almost. You see, unlike neurotypical people who have a natural ability to filter out irrelevant sensory information, our kids with autism struggle with that essential skill. It's funny, a study I came across recently indicated that people with autism struggle to block out irrelevant sensory information, which is why they experience sensory overload more frequently and intensely than neurotypical individuals. It's like their sensory filters are, it's almost like they're too porous, right? So they're letting in too much information at once. They actually, in that study, they actually compared brain activity in individuals with and without autism while doing this simple task that required ignoring distracting visual stimuli. And the results were quite revealing. During the study, when non-autistic participants were presented with irrelevant visual information, their brain activity in the sensory processing areas decreased. So that was indicating that they were successfully filtering out the distraction. However, in the group of individuals on the spectrum, their brains continued to process the irrelevant visual stimuli even when they weren't instructed to ignore them. And so what does that tell us? Well, it suggests that people with autism struggle to block out irrelevant sensory information, which just makes their everyday experiences overwhelming. So let's connect this research to real life experiences. Imagine being in a classroom or a busy shopping mall, right? Where there's this constant barrage of sensory input. The hum of the fluorescent lights, the chatter of people, the feeling of clothing against your skin, and all those other things, right? For many individuals on the spectrum, these sensations are overwhelming because they can't filter out that non-relevant information. Or what about sitting in a crowded coffee shop or a restaurant? For most of us, we can focus on our conversation or our work, right? Effortlessly filtering out the hum of the background noise, the cups, the sound of the glasses, right? The people talking. But for someone with autism, these seemingly mundane sounds might all blend together into this overwhelming overload of their senses, right? They can't pick out the relevant sounds from the irrelevant ones. So how difficult is that to concentrate or to stay calm? Similarly, think about the texture of clothing, right? A scratchy tag inside a shirt, which most of us, we'd notice it, but it's not going to be a source of, you know, catastrophe for the day, right? But for our children, it can be an immense discomfort because they're so distracted by it. It's as if their sensory filters are just less effective, right? Causing them to experience the world with heightened intensity. So maybe you're wondering, why is this so important to understand? Well, it's crucial to understand because these sensory sensitivities can have a significant impact on our children's lives every day. Whether it's exaggerated reactions to sounds, textures, lights, patterns, all of those sensitivities can lead to discomfort, anxiety, or even meltdowns. You know, many individuals on the spectrum are very detailed thinkers. They can spot the smallest imperfection or, you know, wrong thing that we miss. However, they may struggle to see the bigger picture or the overall meaning behind the details. While we, as neurotypical individuals, we often infer the overall picture from just a few details and then use that big picture to interpret the rest, right? That's what we do. People with autism, on the other hand, they piece together all the details to determine the overall meaning. All these differences in attention and processing, you know, significantly slow down the speed at which they process information. When information floods in faster than their brains can take care of it, they're overwhelmed. Imagine a child who can't block out the flickering fluorescent lights in their classroom. Those lights might appear like strobe lights at a rock concert, making it impossible to focus on the teacher or the lesson. A simple background noise could become unbearable. A scratchy tag in their shirt becomes so distracting that it interferes with their ability to focus or participate, and it feels like a constant source of irritation. So what can we do as parents, caregivers, teachers, advocates for individuals with autism to help them navigate these sensory challenges? Well, it all starts with recognizing their unique sensory profiles. Every individual with autism is different, and what may be overwhelming for one person might not be an issue for another. So understanding these challenges is the first step in helping our kids navigate a sensory world that can sometimes feel overwhelming. It's not about intelligence. It's not about the speed of processing. We need to acknowledge and accommodate their processing speed differences for our children on the spectrum. When information comes at them too quickly, it leads to sensory overload, stress, and frustration. So slowing down the flow of information and allowing them to process and categorize it at their own pace can make a world of difference, right? Understanding the child's sensory struggles, their sensory strengths and vulnerabilities allow us to build in accommodations to facilitate learning. In their educational environments, minimize as much background sensory clutter that can distract and overwhelm. Many classrooms like to have every inch of the wall covered with bright, colorful posters and decorations and visual learning tools. Yeah, this can be super overwhelming for our kids. The blander the environment, the fewer stimuli to compete and process. So, classrooms for our children need to minimize the noise, the sources of light, and the visual clutter. Creating sensory-friendly environments makes a world of difference. And again, this might look like dimming the lights, providing noise-canceling headphones. Maybe you have some weighted blankets laying around, cutting out tags or buying tagless clothes, or fidget tools. Those are a great tool when sensory input becomes too much. Think about accommodations too. Maybe they should be seated near the front of the room to minimize distraction by the other students. Or maybe it would be helpful to have headphones to block out all that background noise. Another thing, preview learning ahead of the lesson. So they know what is important and highlighting important information so they know what to focus their attention on. The relevant information, right? The better that we can prepare them, the more successful they will be. Another effective approach is sensory integration therapy, which helps individuals with autism better process and respond to sensory information. Your OT or occupational therapist, they are often skilled in this and they individualize it to meet your child's specific needs. So whether you're a parent or an educator or a therapist, remember to slow things down for them. Allowing them the time they need to process and categorize information on their timeline will really help them. And remember, they often have a lot more to do with that information they take in than we do. It's not about being slower. It's about embracing their unique processing style and helping them shine in their own way. When the information is coming in faster than their brain can process, overload occurs. Always be aware and respectful of the fact that our sensory world is so chaotic and confusing and overwhelming for our children. We have to learn to be patient. We have to give them extra time to process and respond. And above all, be proactive to provide them with tools and strategies that help them be successful. And as I close, I want to encourage you to remember that when you find yourself feeling frustrated because you can't figure out why they do or don't do that thing, whatever that thing is, I want you to remind yourself of this. Our children are really brave. And every day they go out into the world that they are figuring out how to cope with a world that feels overwhelming to them. All right, my friends. I hope this episode has been helpful and that you're leaving thankful that you spent a little time with me today. And if you're loving the podcast, be sure that you hit that subscribe button if you haven't. And if you haven't taken a minute to write a review, please do. That's how we reach and help more families just like ours navigate this parenting journey that we're all on. Pay it forward. Have a great week ahead. And until next week, remember, you, Mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children, who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be, so head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the wait list so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.